Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome, welcome back to another episode of the For the Healthy Host podcast,
where we talk about conscious living, self-awareness, and everything in between.
I'm your host, Ree.
Sunset Tim.
Thank you for joining us and allowing us to be a part of your journey.
Smooth.
Why you look over like that?
I just did. I don't know why.
How are you today?
I'm good. I am. I'm good. It's just I'm trying to find this deeper way of saying it. You know, we're very fluent in how we're doing.
Elaborate on it.
But I'm good. I'm at peace with whatever Allah sends my way, whether it is a blessing or a trial. It's usually trials and blessings. And blessings in the trials too.
Yeah.
So whatever comes my way, I'm calm, steadfast. I trust in God. I trust that things will work out in my favor, even if it's not exactly how I planned it out.
We love that.
I'm pretty even keel right now. I'm good.
We love that.
How about you?
I'm feeling good, aligned, in flow. I feel like a kid. I feel like being able to be here and make a living basically off of just talking. I feel like that's stuff that you dream of, right? It seems like a dream. So I feel like a kid. Like I feel kid-like. Like this experience is healing my inner child.
You got a cool job, huh?
Yeah, it's really fun. I love it.
When you go in that voice,
I can't
take it. I cannot.
But also it's a spring solstice. I can never pronounce that word. But like now it's like actually like the new year. Like, you know, new year happens.
I just never heard the term. What'd you call it?
Spring solstice. I don't know how to pronounce it. Solstice.
Okay.
It's spring basically. It's the new year.
Yeah, this is my new year for sure.
And it feels like it. Things are blooming. I feel like I'm becoming alive. You know, out of hibernation. I said hibernation the other day. You was like, girl.
Yeah. you said hibernation. That shit is funny to me.
But yeah.
When you say that, it actually, it don't make me sad. But you know, winter is my season. It's my favorite season of all of them is winter. Spring is a beautiful time, but I just don't click with spring and summer that well.
I like spring. I like fall. I don't love summer. I don't love winter. I don't love the extremes, you know?
I love winter, though. I don't love summer like that at all.
Nah, my body don't agree with winter, for real, for real. Like,
I love it. Cold air on my face just calms me down. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's not.
But how y'all doing? From the cubes.
From the cubes.
Cubes.
Did we harmonize? Cubes.
Cubes.
Yeah, how y'all doing? Take a moment. Yeah. Take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. Experience yourself and notice. How are you feeling right now? How is your energy right now?
Okay. With the pleasantries out the way.
Pleasantries.
I don't know if that's the right word.
It's just funny because every time you say something different with the casualties. The pleasantries.
What are we rapping about today?
Today we're talking about the simple act, the simple art of noticing. I feel like I spent most of my life not noticing, not being aware, and being aware of how I truly feel, being aware of my energy, being aware of other people's energy and like how I interact with those energies. I feel like I spent most of my life not noticing myself or the things around me. So I'm excited to talk about that today.
Okay. Can you remember your first like notice flashpoint? I know we go through a lot of our life not noticing a lot, but can you remember the first time you ever just like had a conscious, you had to take a note, like, this is how this is. I'm noticing this in your life.
No, not for real. Can you? Maybe if as you go, I'll think of something.
I can remember a couple moments of notice in my younger childhood. The first one that comes to mind is about my mother and my father. If you're new here, you don't know, I lost my father when I was very young. My mom was very young too. He may have been,
they were like 30.
Yeah, my mama may have been 30. 32 max. She wasn't like 33 or nothing like that. She might have been 30. I'm going to say she was 30. And she had three kids with my father, me, the middle child, my younger brother, TJ, my older brother, Trent. And he passed away. Like, I was about 6, so my oldest brother was either 7 or 8 and whatnot. And years had went past when this notice. Of course, I knew my father was not there, of course. But it wasn't until one day I was staying at my Uncle Lynn's house. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to stay the night over there with everybody else. But instead, I'm like, I wanted to have a peaceful little night to myself.
One thing about you, you have always enjoyed solitude and peace.
Yeah, I didn't notice it until I got older, but I do. I have always enjoyed a little solitude. I like to, you know, get out and socialize and shit, but I got to get back to my solitude quickly, yeah, though. But I wanted to have a little night to myself. I knew everybody was at my uncle's house, so I'm like, nah, fuck, I'm going to walk around the corner and go home and just be to myself for tonight. And my mama was there. And I unlocked the door, go in, and she was in her room listening to Me, Myself, and I by Beyonce, mm-hmm, with the door, like, creaked open. And I can, like, hear her sobbing.
Aww.
I know. It wasn't until that moment did I kind of notice, like, this shit may have been harder for my mama than it was us.
Yeah.
Being I was only 6, but she lost her partner, you know, they kids together, living together. She lost the person she was building her life with.
Yeah.
That was the first time I actually noticed, took great notice that, like, my dad is gone and it is affecting us in a way.
Yeah.
That was one of the first flashes of notice I ever had. And then it just pieced together so many. I hate to get, I ain't mean to get deep.
Yeah, we started, you started off with a bang.
I started off with a bang. But that was, like I said, that was my first moment I ever noticed something. And it just glued together so many other events in my life that I really didn't know was that big, right?
Yeah.
When my dad did pass, when it first happened, we stayed in the countryside on my grandma's land. So there was my grandma's house, and then behind her was a trailer we lived in. So country. Goddamn.
Yeah, you are country.
Country as hell. And when my daddy passed, we was at my grandma's house for like 2.5 weeks. And my mama was in the trailer. We knew she was there, but like, we didn't go see her. She didn't come see us. Like, in that time period, the only word we knew for was like, my mama was fucked up. Like,
yeah.
But now, of course, I know more terms. Mentally, she was probably just out of it.
Yeah, sounds,
you know,
like,
spiritually,
yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Just, she was going through it, of course, at that time period. And I can remember that, like, damn, it all glued together when I noticed, like, damn, this really hurt her.
Yeah, it made sense.
Yeah, it made so much more sense when I noticed that.
Yeah. Wow.
Now you have to follow that up?
Wow. No, I didn't follow that up.
I didn't mean to go there with it so early, guys. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, but it happens.
Yeah, was going to say that when I think of like the art of noticing, I think about noticing the mundane things in life. Obviously, things like that are very important. Like, and you want to, and I can't think of nothing like that right now. Yeah. But, noticing the mundane things in life. Like, there's like red birds and blue birds. Like, like I noticed those. I remember I started noticing those at a very young age. And I'm someone who believes in, what's the word? Like, luck and legends and myths. Yeah. Like, I can't remember. Like, I think it's either a red bird or a blue bird is good luck. But just, I think the noticing the mundane things like that, like the clouds, or you ever like cloud gaze and like, oh, that cloud looks like,
yeah, type shit.
Yeah. I get that. And I think when it comes to noticing, it allows you to actually live life. I think so many of us, definitely myself included, has a lot of things going on up here. And it disconnects us from real life. It disconnects us from actually living. So I think it's powerful to notice, like, the mundane things in your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. 100%. Like you said, just little bitty things. You know, I want to... You know, I had the Golden Eagle dream. If you never, if you don't know what it is, you look that up.
I love dreams. If you don't, if, you, you if you're new you here, love sleeping I love dreams. I know. Who was Osmond's that? Which princess... used to sleep. So was it Snow White?
It's one of, it may be Snow White.
I was going to say Rapunzel, but I know it's not Rapunzel.
No, it's not Rapunzel. I think it may be Snow White and the dwarves or somebody. I don't know who woke her ass up dreams. With some fruits.
I never watched Snow White, though. I never
seen fruit wake a bitch out of sleep.
Stop it. Bacon.
Bacon, yeah. Man, bacon, maybe, now. Shit, but
bacon
fruit?
Bacon used to wake me up.
Motherfucker cracked the apple? Was it an apple or something? It was something with an apple in it.
I don't remember.
Something like that. But anyways, yeah, I had the Golden Eagle dream. If you don't know, look it up. And when I went outside this morning, you talking about just noticing little things, I look up. Because I'm just like, let me just enjoy God's sunlight.
Yeah.
Because I was out there like, oh, I got to go do this. I'm like, take a moment. You just walked outside for the first time. Take a moment and enjoy what the universe has created around you.
Yeah, notice how the air, the wind feels on your skin. Yes. Like,
take the little pleasure trees like that. Like, little pleasures like that.
Yeah.
And I look up. And boom, it's two eagles, like, circling me.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it was a good thing. Were they finna eat me, or?
I think you're good. You're here.
Yeah. I am. But, yes, it was two eagles just, like, flying in a circle right above me. As soon as I walked outside, I don't know what it's been, but the eagle has been a symbol of, like, peace for me this last couple months.
Yeah.
So, I think I want to get an eagle tattoo, by the way.
I think that'll be dope.
That'll be hard. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, you were talking about dreams. I got to get my little spiel on my dreams.
Shit.
No, I feel like I used to think that dreams were just things that, like, you're the...
Like randomness?
Well, not necessarily randomness. I always felt like it was connected. I felt like it was things that you didn't think about during, like, your awakening hours. Like, maybe things that you were running from. Or maybe it was things that you were, that was on your mind. But I've also learned that my dreams are ways to connect to the other world. Like, ancestors. Like, real shit.
I get you.
How my grandma always come visit me in my dreams.
Yes, all the time.
All the time. And, like, if I've ever had a bad day, I'd be like, please come visit me in my dreams. And sometimes it happens, sometimes it don't. But I really feel like it's another world. Like, it's literally another reality.
Yeah.
And I just love dreams. And I don't know, little me would be so weirded out that I'm even saying something like that. Like, what are you saying? Like, are you psycho?
Hearing you is like, I had to breathe it in for a little bit. Like, but no, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I feel you on that. I had dreams. Like I said, me and you, of course, discussed our dreams before. I had the dream all the time my dad was a vampire.
Yeah, you had that. And the thing about it, you have recurring dreams.
Yeah, I
think
do,
that's
yeah.
so dope, and I'm so jealous. Like, I don't have...
You be happy? You think it's dope that I have recurring dreams?
Because that's a gateway to something you need to handle in life.
Yeah.
Like, your dad being a vampire, and you used to have a dream where you were being chased.
I had to escape
all
this
the
dream.
Time.
Yes, I had that since I was about 10 up until... I mean, I have it now. Every... I have one a year almost, the escapist dream. It used to be more like one a week until I started, you know, my mental health journey. Now it's more like one time a year I have an escape dream.
Yeah.
And nothing prompts it. It's not like stress prompts it. They just randomly come.
Yeah. You know what, though? Speaking of something that I noticed within my life, I noticed that a while ago that my mom is a person.
Yeah, that's another notice moment for people when you realize your mama, your parents are actual
They're
people.
They're people because, like, at
Ted and Janice.
Ted and Janice. Listen, y'all, I'm curious to know how many people get our insiders.
Yeah. Like, do y'all know where Ted and Janice is from?
And then last week I was like, ditto on that dog thing.
Like, please tell me y'all know.
If you know, let us know that we're not alone. We'll give you a hint. It's animated movies. We love animated movies. Ted and Janice. You don't even know their names.
You're trying to take them from me.
But
anyway.
Yeah, no, for real though. I feel like with parents, they're just mom.
Just
they
mom
don't,
and dad.
They don't do anything. They just take
like
care of me.
When I leave, they wait for me to come back.
Yeah, but I noticed that, you know, your parents, my mom is a person. She deals with her own shit. Mm-hmm. And it didn't start with her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I feel like energy is generational.
I believe that. One of my books is like it goes into like the scientific facts behind it. But go ahead, I agree.
The state of your mental health is generational.
Agreed.
Your habits are generational.
Studies show this.
Yeah. Not studies show this.
Studies show this.
But, and I feel like I blamed her a lot. Mm. For certain things. Like, why she act like that? Like, what's wrong? Granted, I don't know what this woman has went through.
No.
I don't know what her childhood was like. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's like, yeah, my grandma was a great mother.
Yeah.
You know, she married a man and who took care of her and her children I think my mom was two. Mm-hmm. So, with that in mind, you know, her actual father wasn't actually there. Mm-hmm. Not for real. And my mom is so secretive, so I really don't be actually knowing things. Like, she be telling me stuff without telling me stuff.
Yeah,
you know how she
is. I know.
Yeah. But it's just like, it didn't start with this woman. She's a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to, like, I guess just noticing that alleviated some of that blame. Like, you know, why she like this? That's why I found it really important for me to take care of myself so I can take care of future generations.
Mm. Generational wealth.
Generational wealth,
just money.
Baby. Mentally, physically, and spiritually.
Yeah, it ain't just paper.
Yeah. When is the first time you noticed your energy around other people? Oh, around someone.
I can't remember when I actually noticed my energy, but when I got to about, I say 11th and 12th grade is when I started to just notice vibe.
Yeah.
That's when I started to notice, like, just being around certain people in certain environments gave off a certain energy.
Yeah.
That was around the age. I have no specific moment when I noticed it, but now I notice the vibe and energy every time I enter a place, a room, anywhere. You know, I like to say to myself that the eyes can hear and the ears can see.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, a person can be telling you something, you ask them to do something, and they respond to you, yeah, I got it, but I got you, I can do that. But you can see the look on their face, and you can kind of hear what they really feel about it, only what they saying to themselves. You understand me?
Oh, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? And in the same way, when somebody says something to you, you can actually start to see how they feel, because I can see your face when you say it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, I got you. But you can see in their face that they irritated.
Yeah.
But if you just went off what you heard, you would think shit is all good.
Yeah.
Noticing that everything kind of flows together. It'd be so hard for us to separate our emotions, even from our body. when we tight about something, it shows in the face.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It shows. Even though we'd be, no, I'm good. You know what I mean? I'm cool. I got, we can clearly see what you not telling us, bro. I can see it, bro.
One thing about it, the body does keep the score.
It does. So, yeah. When did you start to notice vibe?
How am I trying to say this? I noticed energy and vibes earlier than I think I did, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, because my mom, I know I keep referencing her because, I mean, but that was the first person.
She raised you, yeah. So, yeah.
She is moody. Like, I mean, as am I. I am too. I'm a moody person. Don't agree.
Got to keep it a G.
Don't agree. But, like, it goes with, like, someone saying something, but their energy giving off another thing. I also started to notice my energy and the energy of others, like, within friend groups, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Especially in college. Like, I don't know. Shit was weird, bro.
It was weird.
It was weird. But, like, I know, like, and with that, with me noticing, I was just like, okay, I'm not going to come around here as much.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, and I guess I unconsciously was starting to protect my energy. I was noticing how I felt. Like, oh, this shit don't really make me feel good. Like, when I go around here, I don't really feel good.
Yeah, you started to build your, like, how you want your peace to be.
Yeah.
Started to take that journey into subtracting and adding.
I think maybe it's conscious in some of us and maybe it's unconscious in others, but we all just want peace. We just don't know how to find it. We go about sometimes wrong ways and finding said peace, and it ends up doing the reverse.
Yeah, backfiring on us.
Yeah, so I think I wanted peace for a very long time, but I just didn't know how to verbalize that. I didn't know how to make sense of, like, like, you know, because what is peace exactly look like? What is that? It's not necessarily something tangible.
Yeah.
And at that point in my life, my level of consciousness only seen intangible.
It can only see peace.
Yes.
It couldn't feel it at the time. I think all of us have, like, in the beginning, this mirror of or picture of what peace is looking like for whoever. For most folks, it's like a big house, the car, the financial abundance, the stable career, the handsome or beautiful partner, you know what I mean? Things like that in life. Yeah. Oh, when I get all that, I'll be at peace. When I get something, I'll be at peace. But peace is a feeling, and I think that's why we have so much trouble obtaining it, because it can't be grabbed. It's like trying to pick a shadow up off the ground.
Yeah.
It's going to struggle with it your whole life.
Yeah, if you don't understand and I guess just realize that it's within you. You just got to get back to it. I feel like back then, I was just thinking about, like, what peace, like, being a tangible thing could look like.
Yeah.
I think for me, peace was shopping. I loved to shop back then.
Yeah.
And
you still do.
I don't love to shop.
Baby, Korean products?
I love Korean skincare.
Yeah.
But, like, I used to love being in. But see, that's for. No, that don't count.
That count. Now, you used to love going to the mall.
I used to love going to the mall. I hate the mall.
Your Hollister phase.
Hollister. And there was another store in the mall here. It was like Body. I don't remember, but I remember I spent my refund check, my whole refund check there. And it was like.
I do remember.
Some dresses. I had so many clothes.
I do remember you getting your first refund check. And going to the mall, bawling out. I'm talking about.
Why did I
Air Postal Hollister at this time. Charlotte Roots was one of the stores.
Charlotte Roots was my shit.
That was your shit, bro.
Why did I do that? Why did you let me do
that? And we woke up the next morning. It was like, and you looked at your account. You was like, "No, I got to take all the shit back."
I did take some shit back.
You took the shit back.
And another thing, like, I remember one of my refund checks. Like, side note, I got my refund check, and I was working in Olive Garden. Was it? And I fucking quit.
Oh my mama!
Why did I do that?
Got the bag and quit.
Why would I do that? Why did you not stop me? Why didn't you say, "Hey, babe, I don't think you should do that"?
I blame you. I was a trick. Every time I got paid, it was whatever you wanted. I let you have out my check.
Yeah, I know.
I was a trick.
I got $2,000 up from my refund check. And I was like, I'm good. I'm good for the rest of the.
could make this. I get another one in about 6 months. I'm gonna let this slide. I'm gonna make this work.
And Olive Garden was a really good job. I was a hostess because I wasn't old enough to serve like alcohol and stuff. Because the city we live in, you gotta be 21. And why did I do that? Oh my god! I'm noticing a lot about me right now.
But noticing things. Is big because it's awareness, and awareness is like it's tied to consciousness, right? It's all going back to consciousness. When you become conscious of certain things, then you can make certain changes.
Yeah,
you can't make change without being conscious of it actually needing to be fixed in some way. You know, when your car driving fine, you don't pop the hood and be like, "Let me look under here and see." You don't never investigate your car until you hear a then you like. Oh shit. Even then, now that you notice it, now you become conscious like, if I ain't got no money to fix it right now, so whatever it is, long as it's cranking up, we still going.
Yeah. Stop looking at me like that.
Calm down.
I also feel like what you do or don't notice is directly tied to your limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
And you're limiting. I can never fucking say that word. Your limiting beliefs will only have you seeing as far as your past. So being able to like actually notice things, it can literally renew your whole existence.
I like what you said. You said the past.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times our limiting beliefs are like that because they want to find facts.
Oh, yeah.
And since it already happened, we believe it to be a fact.
I mean, because as human beings, what do we have to go on other than what we've experienced?
But the fact is, one fact you need to always keep in mind is that the fact is you don't know the future.
Yeah.
So with that being said, new possibilities are always a fact.
And another fact is that our vision, these goggles that we call eyes, the way we see the world is skewed.
By how we feel inside.
By our past experiences.
Yes, both.
By our limiting beliefs, affects how we feel inside.
Yeah, but facts is you have opportunities in front of you. Facts is you're not restrained to whatever happened in the past.
Exactly. You don't want to be, it's difficult, it can be difficult, but you don't want to be a product of your past, because when you are a product of your past, you limit yourself to creating new possibilities.
Yeah.
When they exist.
Yeah, facts are they exist.
They literally exist. I can think of, I mean, this was just, I feel like yesterday, sometime this week or last week, when it comes to, like, creatively speaking, when I'm creating content, or even when we like on a podcast together, there's a certain way I seen this happening. There's a certain way I seen that content, like the result of that. Right?
Which is not a fact.
No.
It's not.
So much of life is subjective.
Mm-hmm.
But when you actually do the thing, or when we actually have these conversations, a whole new door opens. And I'm just like, damn, I didn't even know that existed.
Facts.
I didn't even know that was possible. So I think an important thing to do is also just stay open-minded. That's what I've been trying to do, because I'm someone who is so set on what it is. That's what I'm noticing about myself. I'm so set on what it is that I want. Oh, I'm so set on the outcome.
Oh, yeah.
That sometimes I close myself off to possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to like be better at that type shit.
And enhancing your unlimitedness. Accessing your ability to be unlimited. There we go. That's how I'm gonna say it. Accessing your ability to be unlimited means you have to notice, be conscious of the change that needs to take place. And that's coming in the new territory, a new you, sort of in a new space mentally or physically as well, spiritually. And when you come to a new territory, you got to learn how to grow there. When you settle in on a new land, you plant seeds in this place. So you have to take time for those seeds to be watered and to grow and to fail. You have to give yourself grace You are a new planter in this land.
Yeah, it's trial and error.
It's gonna take trial and error. You're gonna have good seeds that sprout up and give you plentiful, and then you're gonna have ones that you just gonna flat out struggle with in the beginning.
Yeah.
But again, give yourself peace. You new to this territory. You are new in this territory. The territory itself is new. Give yourself space and time to grow with this new land you coming acquainted with. This new you.
I love that. I never even thought about that like that. Wow.
That's what happened.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? That's what happened to them white settlers when they got here and shit.
God damn it.
I know that was the first thing. The colonists, the first 13.
The colonizers.
The colonizers, when they first got here, that's what happened. They didn't know this land, and they struggled on it. They survived because people who were conditioned to the land, Indians, helped them. You know what I mean? I know this history lesson, guys.
Yeah,
like
we
history.
Don't. Yeah. I don't love history.
You don't, but I do. Anyways, I don't want to give y'all too much.
Yeah, I was just going to say, though, like, the space that I'm in right now, mm-hmm. I was becoming into this space for such a long time, and I think I'm actually in it. Yeah. I think I'm actually in it. So what you just said is giving me permission to be gentle with myself, give myself grace, and realizing, like, this is new. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have fuck ups. This person you are right now here today, she's new. She's renewed.
Yeah, new to this. You gotta think, especially with you, just giving you for, you are a great example of what we're talking about. When you started your journey on social media, it was plant-based princess.
Yeah.
The channel was based around what you ate.
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, mostly. That was how many years ago?
Four?
About 4 years ago, you planted a seed that you thought would grow into this. Oh, wow. Once it got to growing, you started to learn that you had a voice.
Yeah.
That connected with people.
Crazy. I didn't even see this.
You planted a seed, and a whole nother thing that you thought, you thought you was planting corn, end up getting apples.
You hear me? That's crazy. Like,
and I just want to give you your flowers, congratulate you for accepting the apples, because you could have been pissed because it's supposed to be corn. You could have been pissed as fuck that this is not corn.
Corn, I love
the fucking corn. Give your
flowers.
That's
crazy, and that was beautifully said, and I appreciate you for giving me my flowers, because it's like when you plant shit, you don't know what you can get out of it. Like, we be expecting one thing, but something so much more beautiful is gonna come out. Like, I couldn't have even dreamed of this.
Like
a podcast?
Crazy.
Talking?
Do you think
about
it?
What?
You planted for corn, got apples. Them apples took me, I would be at work right now.
Yeah.
That's what is wild, but you accepted them and it changed our lives.
It's important. It's so important to flow. I think within a journey, like any journey, right? We are forever changing beings, but I think since our journeys are, and especially mine, it's like, it's open to the public.
Yeah.
I think I was scared, and that's why I was stuck in the space that I was in before. I was scared that this person that I am wouldn't align with the people who were already there. But once I let go of that fear and I detached from that, I realized that there are so many people who will align and who will connect to the person that I am. I just have to stay authentic to the being that is me. And I have arrived in that space, and I'm so grateful. Like, it honestly feels so amazing. And I pray that I continue to be open to the ever-changing being that is me. Like, I want to feel everything but attached to none of it. Like, that's truly
nice. Boy,
bars.
Boy.
Sunrisery.
Midnight Tom, what a nigga. When Midnight Tom is what a nigga in my job called me one time.
You're lying.
Oh my mama, behind my back. He did.
What?
Yes, oh my mama. Trying to make fun of, like, he got a dream. He got fired, so I'm cool.
I hate people.
I hate niggas.
But that's just truly in a space where I'm at. I was in a space that I'm in right now, but that's where I'm at.
Yes. Good job. It was really good.
Thank you.
To, like, echo your point, we do believe, like, we will be a certain way in the future. But truthfully, our future selves are too far down the hallway to us to actually see what's going on.
Yeah, agreed.
But we think as we walking through it, like, I know I got this, so I'm going to do that. I'm like this. I'm what we really want to be. But honestly, we need to just take our time walking this journey and just become who we need to be at each stop.
Yeah.
I think too many times it's who we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll flop us into doing just shit that just don't really align with who we want to be. And then we asking ourselves, how did we get here? Or why am I in this situation? Because we keep forcing what we want and not embracing what we need.
Especially if what you want and what you need, a lot of times as human beings, this shit really ain't aligned.
No.
But if you, I think if you intentionally look within, like you're saying, mm-hmm. and give yourself what you need in that moment, I think the person, our future selves, will be closer to our future selves.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think I had to tell myself this last night when I was out. You know, if God was to come to you and say, hey, I'm going to put you on earth, but I'm never going to make you a wealthy person. But every day, you're going to have what you need. I'm going to give you what you need. I'm going to put you around good people, faithful people, loyal people, loving people. You're going to laugh. You're going to have a good time.
That's wealth.
You're going to pray. You're going to be in communion with great people, but you're never going to have wealth, but you will always have what you need.
That's
wealth.
Would
you take it?
That's wealth, though.
Would you take it, though?
Yes, I would take it.
Most of us got that right now. Most of us have that. Every day, you usually got what you need. You just ain't got what you want.
Wealth is subjective, though.
It. My point, you already got everything that you need. You just struggling with the idea that you don't have what you want.
Yeah.
But God has already given you everything that you so need.
Yeah.
It's crazy when you figure that out, how much peace you can find.
And when you realize you have what you need, it's easier to obtain wealth in abundance.
It is.
Yeah. Whenever you first said, if God came to you, I thought,
if God called you.
If I were you, that's what I thought about. Would you get on your knees?
Well, get up and leave. Hey, that girl.
She be spitting.
That girl is golden.
That's my church.
She is a church in her
that's
own.
That's my church.
Pastor.
Klee.
Klee is amazing.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of times we just don't find value.
Value.
We don't notice or are conscious of the value of the people around us, the things that we have, or the places that we live, or we get to call home.
Yeah.
I think so many times we can't find the value because we're always getting sold something. You can't drive down America a full mile without a burger, 2-for-1 burgers, or a bank giving you a loan, or a place to go buy new clothes. You're constantly being sold new, quick pleasures.
Propaganda, man.
Convenient shit. You are constantly being sold. And on the flip side, you constantly selling yourself.
How so? Tell us how.
Okay, in gaming culture, there's a thing called selling. Like, we'd be like, oh, he's selling. That's when your teammate is just, like, purposely not playing well. So y'all lose. He's selling the game to the other team. You be selling yourself by ignoring what you need. So I know I need to do this, but I'm going to scroll a little bit real quick.
Wow.
And you procrastinate, and then you got to slap something together at the last minute.
I have so much to say.
You be selling yourself all the time. You sometimes don't be getting sold. Sometimes it don't be people doing you so wrong. It be you doing yourself so wrong.
Yeah.
Stop selling you. They already selling you everything. I promise you, if you see me right now on Instagram or nothing, if you scroll up, you're going to find an ad. Just folks selling you all day. Don't sell yourself too, bro.
Yeah. Wow.
Stop
wow,
it.
Wow, sir. No, for real. I feel that. Like, a lot of times, you know, like you said, we drive down the street, there's billboards.
Right.
I mean, we don't even got to leave our home. We get on our phone. There's constantly things, people telling us exactly what to think about, distracting us from what it actually is that we need to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's just the fact is your attention is literally currency. Okay, wrapping it up, I want to ask you two things.
Okay.
When it comes to noticing, do you think that, I feel like there's a fine line between noticing and overanalyzing, like for overthinking.
Sure. For sure.
That's it. Like,
oh, okay. Oh. You want to know my thoughts on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you get the, when you notice something, you just take a quick note on it and you see how it works. You see how you feel about it and how you want to handle it. When you overanalyzing, now you all in your head thinking about what they thinking about. Mm. You adding whole new layers to something that may not even be that complicated. Now you think everybody can see you in your drawers type shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm glad I asked you that. Because, like...
Yeah, it's a big difference between noticing and overanalyzing. The biggest difference to me is that one has judgment in it and the other one don't.
Yeah, I feel that. And I feel like overthinking... Now, so like noticing it to me, it's in the present moment, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's something that is happening presently.
Yeah.
Overthinking and overanalyzing it, you thinking about future outcomes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you thinking about also other people's perceptions.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, I think, that's what I think like a big difference is between those two.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, the judgment, how you feel about it, you know what I mean? You're just going too deep.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah. L.I.G. Reggie. My other question to close it off. What is one thing you have noticed about yourself recently?
Mm. I think one thing we both noticed about ourselves recently, because we've been challenging each other. The ceiling is higher than I think, bro.
Bruh.
I can do a little more than I thought, bro.
Yeah.
I can handle a little more. I can do a couple more reps. I can, you know, put a couple more hours in. Like,
yeah.
I'm noticing that I'm a little stronger than I got a little more to me than I think, you know what I mean?
I agree with that. I feel like within the wellness community, you know, rest.
Take it
and
easy.
And I'm here for it. I'm taking it easy. I'm resting. I've been resting. But also, I'm ready.
What?
That's how I've been feeling. Like, I'm ready to go. Last week, I told you this yesterday, last week was such a busy week, right? But it also showed me, like, I can go harder.
I can do this shit.
Did
it all with grace, too.
Yeah.
Didn't burn out.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be so laid back I get laid into my grave.
Bruh.
You hear me? I'm trying to have a good balance of, you know, hustling and resting, taking care of myself. But
yeah,
a lot of times, like you said, we hear in the spiritual culture now, it's like, you know, don't tell people. It's like almost the spiritual culture be almost attacking grind culture a little bit.
Yeah. And one thing about me, I will never tell somebody what to do. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever,
do what feels like aligned for you. Yeah. But for me, I feel like we hear rest a lot. And I'm just like, yeah. I'm resting when I need to rest. But I'm also like, I'm working. I'm grinding. I'm fulfilling my purpose. I'm connecting. I'm doing what I feel like I should be doing. Like, this is what is aligning for me right now.
For sure. I ain't trying to be laid back to the flowers. Is on top of me. I'm trying to smell the flowers. Fuck that. You know, we got to go get it. But that's what I've noticed about me. We got a little more ceiling than we think.
Yeah. Something that I've been noticing about myself is that I'm really craving stillness and silence. I think there was a point where whenever I was doing something as far as cooking or like downtime, something was always going on in the background. Like, I was always watching YouTube or I was always on the phone. Like, literally, I mentioned this before, but there was a period in my life whenever I got in my car to go somewhere, I was calling somebody because I didn't want my mind to get still. Because before you get to the stillness, there's a lot of noise that comes up because you neglected all of those thoughts. So it gets real noisy before it gets still. And I was just trying to avoid at that time in my life what it actually is that was on my mind. I was scared. I didn't want to hear it. I was running from it. So stillness was something that I did not want. But now I find myself craving stillness. Like, I'll literally turn music on and I'll be like, nah. Like, not right now. Like,
it feel like too much.
Yeah, not right now. So that's something that I'm noticing and embracing. It's just the stillness. Like, quiet. I think it also has to do with me being a mom, too. Like,
probably
they be doing shit all the time. I just need some quiet time.
These wild motherfuckers here, boy.
What you call them?
Wild Niggas Incorporated.
They hilarious.
They do the most, man. My kids.
Absolute.
My kids is the worst. I promise you. They like the best and the worst.
All in one.
They hilarious. They keep me on my toes for sure.
For sure.
I'm a dad. That's crazy.
I know. I'm a mom.
Real wild business, man.
It's crazy.
But with that being said.
Thank you so much for being here with us today, for allowing us into your space. It truly means the absolute world to us. We're sending you so much peace. So much love.
Why are my neighbors so raging?
I know. I don't know if they can hear me, though. So much abundance and everything you need in this moment. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Peace.